company. It's very interesting, really. I've worked quite closely, obviously, over the last year or so with Wendy. I've just taken retirement, and I have no idea what she's going to talk about. And I'm quite excited, really, because something's going to come out that's going to speak to us, I'm sure. So let's just pray for her. Let's all just pray. Lord, we really want you to just help Wendy just deliver what she's got from you to us. And we pray that you'd help us hear it. And help her to communicate it to us. Amen.
Amen. Right, time. Okay. That's all right. I'm sure people have got bets that I'm going to run over time. You may not believe it, because you know I'm quite good at talking to people, that actually when I get asked to do something, I get told to do something, I might note. I wasn't asked if I wanted to do something for Encounter. I was told I was doing it. And my first response, if I'm honest, was to say no. Because it's right out of my comfort zone. If I get worried, I've got too many things I want to say, I can't decide what's right, what I need to say, and therefore I've got all these things buzzing around in my head. So I have to excuse me if I'm a bit more muddled than usual. Because if you give me a situation, I can work from that, and that's fine. I can talk about it, but I haven't got situations, except my limit all. Tell you what. Anyway, the thing that came to mind when I was thinking about what should I talk to tonight, ironically rather, is boundaries. Because actually, I'm having to ignore one of the boundaries I usually have, which is to avoid having to speak to people like this. I don't mind one-to-one and things like that, that's fine. Or as a teacher when I've got a lesson planned. But I feel it's really important, because I spent 19 years of my life teaching children who had problems with boundaries. They didn't know how to behave, they didn't want to behave, they couldn't see why they should behave, and I didn't want to go and do that. I only happened to do it because of circumstances that I'm sure were God-led, and I ended up, I'm not a disciplinarian, but I ended up teaching in that school for 19 years. And I soon found out that one of the most important things was boundaries. To be able to, that although they hated them, children wanted to know what was going to happen, what was going to happen if they did something, and the fact that things stayed, didn't alter. They were very, that everything was, I've just forgotten the word.
Consistent.
That was the word I wanted. Was very consistent. And I had to work in that way with them. And it was even more so when I started to work with autistic children and children with other emotional problems, because things had to be so consistent, they had to be so sure of where what was going to happen, that anything that was out of a normal order didn't work. And this need to have consistency, the need for them to know exactly what the rules were, exactly the way I was going to behave, for me to be consistent, and for me to still not turn away. That was probably one of the things I found most difficult. The fact that you had to do things in love. And that was what, when I've stopped doing that and I've retired, I've used a lot of that in my work with other, with talking to people, how important it was. And I began to see how important boundaries were to all of us, how we need to know our boundaries, how we need to have boundaries. Of course, things change, and I'll talk about that. But I thought, first of all, I wanted to talk about, what are boundaries as far as we're concerned? Well, if we think of boundaries, I don't know what you think about, I think of county boundaries and parish boundaries and things like that, boundaries of your fences around your house and things like that, and country boundaries. And those boundaries, we know where they are. We might not be able to physically see them, except they've got a sign up, but we can see them on a map. We know exactly where they are. We know exactly what will happen when you're in that place. We know who's in charge of it. We know the kind of rules they have. We know the kind of things that they see as priorities. We might know some of the differences if we go to different countries to ours. They'll have different cultures, different things that happen. And we know those things. Even we might think we know some things and then find things are really odd. We went to Wales the other week, and it was just like being in England, didn't know any different, except we couldn't use our bus passes. there you go. So personal boundaries, which is what I want to talk about today, are what defines you. Your identity, your likes, dislikes, beliefs, customs, values, abilities, limits, the things you believe, need or feel. And boundaries say what you want and you don't want in your life. They state your goals, your purposes, God's plan and attitudes. But for us as Christians, God's plan and attitudes and God's love influence some of those things. Or not, as the case may be, because just when Donna was talking about changing the culture, she talked about there's some things that we have learned from little and are in our lives from little, and we've gone up and we just do them. We don't think about whether they're good things or they're not. We sometimes absorb them, and there's a lot of things we absorb. Some are good and some are bad. And the thing is that if we know what we want and don't want in our lives, it's easy to say yes to what fits and no to what doesn't. And I really was quite excited when I started to hear Donna doing the change in your culture, because when she talked about the headmistress who was in her school, made it a policy that if you were wrong, you apologised. I remember I used to do that in my classroom, but I thought, yeah, fancy being able to be in charge of the whole thing and being able to set things that are part of God's heart for those for the people in the school. And she had charge of that area. She could take charge because it was her area, and we can take charge of our lives. And we can take charge of the things we do because it's our area. We have important things that we can say no. We can say yes, and that's one of the things I want to look at. Now, God definitely has boundaries. He's very clear that he has boundaries. In the Bible, we know a lot about God. We know who he is. We know what he will and won't allow. We know he's unchanging, loving, all-powerful, comforter, father, compassionate. I could go on. We know he's light, not darkness. We know he confronts sin and allows consequences for behaviour. And we know that sin separates him from us. So he's set in place very clear boundaries. he did that from the beginning with Adam and Eve. He told them that they could do anything they liked. They could eat what they liked in the garden. They had to look after the animals, they had to subdue the earth, they had to take care of the earth, and then but the only thing they weren't to do was to eat the apple. And because he gave them free will, and because they wanted to know them from good and evil, he let them do that, and they ate it. So boundaries are very, very important to God, and he has given us things that we need to do as Christians. Galatians 6 verse 2 to 10 says, carry each other's burdens, and by this you will fulfill the law of Christ, the laws of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one of them should test their own actions, and they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else, for each should carry their own load. And there's two words in there. One is burdens and one is load. Now, we should carry our own load. We've got things that we ought to be doing that are our responsibility. But then sometimes we have burdens that are like too big to carry, and that's when we need each other to help. And that's really where I'm coming from in thinking about, in some of the things I'm thinking about with boundaries. Now, when I retired, I suddenly didn't have a whole chunks of my day that were sorted. So I had to start to think about what did I do and what didn't I do. Now, they call this thing retirement. I've never been so busy in my life. I have far too many things to do, and I have a lot of things I want to do, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm retired now, I can do this, and I can do this, and I can do this, and I can do this. So in a day, I got to think about how I set my boundaries. And a good day is fine. You know, I get, it's a nice day, I've got everything sorted out and I get things done. But other days I have problems, and I am part of the problem, because although I know what my boundaries are, or what some of my boundaries are, I don't necessarily like applying them. So, from very little, the first thing I can remember is about the word no, is that I didn't like it much. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of the time, if we're going to keep ourselves safe, if we set ourselves, things that we believe, we think are right, we think that they're what God wants us to do, and they're only for us, because that's one of the things we often try and do. We try and give other people our boundaries. We think they should have the same ones. They should have the same things, the boundaries. But we have to say no. And I can remember being outside Woolworths when I was about 3 or 4. My brother had taken me into Woolworths, and I don't know what happened, but somehow he had to say no to me. And I didn't like it. And I was outside Woolworths on the floor, kicking my legs, with my poor brother getting told off by some woman for what had he done to me. He'd done nothing to me. I'd heard the word no, and it must have been something I wanted in the shop, or I wanted to do in the shop, or look at in the shop. And but he knew that it was very important that I didn't learn that if I said no, or I made a fuss, I got away with it. See, one of the things I remember about when I was teaching, one of the first things I remember somebody saying to me was, it was a child who wanted to go on a computer, I think, and he hadn't finished his other work, and he wanted to go and play a game. Miss, can I play a game on the computer? No, you haven't finished work. Oh, it doesn't matter, I've finished my work. I want to go and play. And he did this time and time again. And I just said, no, I'm sorry, you've got to get on with your work. And in the end he said, Miss, I asked you 6 times. And you still say no. So I said, well, yes, and I'm going to carry on saying no. But every time I get to make a fuss 6 times, ask 6 times, my mum says yes. And she had not provided good boundaries. And I was trying to think about how this is such a big subject, but for different people, there's different things that we have to think about. If you've got young children, how are you setting those boundaries with the children? Have you ever seen that puppy programme where they've got the 6 puppies and us or something, where they say there's only a certain amount of time in which we have to set things that the children should, the puppies should do or not do? And it's the same with our children. So no is quite an important word. So I was brought up to know that no meant no. And I also, and I had to obey what my parents wanted. And I knew that it helped me later on in life, because you get told no lots of times. But I still don't like saying no. I still have a problem when people say no. And I know that sometimes I agree to do things because, or I won't do things, I say no, because I like harmony. I like things to be quiet, I don't like saying no, I don't like upsetting people, and I don't like hurting people's feelings. So, so sometimes my day goes wrong because of that. And I have to sometimes think about, what should I have done? What shouldn't I have done? What were the things in my day that were right and wrong? And how do I know that my day has gone wrong? Because I'm tired. Mind you, that's not necessarily a thing. I'm get angry about things. I feel unsatisfied. In fact, this opposite to this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And they're the things that are important. I'm going to run out of time, aren't I? I need this.
Right.
So what I would like you to go away with at the end of this evening is thinking about where in your life are things going a bit wrong. Okay, where is there difficulties? Where is there problems? Where are you finding that you're not having peace about things? I'm having to think about that. I'm having to think. I've got myself into trouble quite a lot. I don't like confronting people. I sometimes say things I shouldn't. And when I was at school, one of the things that God clearly talked to me about boundaries, one of the boundaries I need to live by, it wasn't the swearing things, because everybody knew that I didn't do that, and they kept them there. If I ever said anything that was even the slightest near a swear word, it was written down, because they knew my boundaries. But I wanted to be part of the crowd. So if they were gossiping, I would be there and join in. And you know what I had to do in the end? I'd have to go back and say to the person, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have joined in there, or I shouldn't have said that about you, or I shouldn't have said, I shouldn't have joined in. That was not right. And I found that really hard, because I don't like doing things. I don't like hurting other people's feelings. I don't like being left out and not one of the gang. I don't want people to be angry with me. But I know that God wants me to be able to, because of who he is, what he wants me to be, I have to be prepared to say those things. I have feelings of guilt if I don't do things, but I'm easily swayed. And I was thinking about some of the things. Steve Jobs once said, it is only by saying no to people that you can concentrate on the things that are really important. And so I've been thinking about, when do I need to say no to myself? And when do I need to say no to other people? Some of the things that come to mind are things like, that might be boundary issues, things where I haven't got clear boundaries. You see, if we waver, if we keep on changing our minds about things, our no is not no and our yes is not yes, and they have to be. You sometimes get a family member. I've had a family member that this happened with, and she was in hospital, and she wanted me to visit every day, and I couldn't do the things God wanted me to do because I needed to go and visit her every day. And then I realised, and other people were there to look after her. Sometimes other people went to visit, but the pressure was there, and our relatives are very good at putting pressure on us. And I felt guilty. I felt as though I should be doing it. I felt that I was being unselfish and unspiritual if I didn't go. But that wasn't right, because God didn't say she had other people looking after her. They were taking care of her. She And she, and then the other things that happened were things like she would want me to go around and visit her a lot because she was lonely. But she wouldn't let other people come into her life in the flat. She had lots of other friends, but she wouldn't let other people come into her life in the flat. So she wouldn't let people invite her around. She wouldn't go. So she wasn't taking control of the things that were her own loads. When she was very ill and needed help, she needed me. I needed to be doing that. But there were other things where she should be responsible for looking after herself in those ways. And there's lots of other ways like that. Now, another one I thought comes up quite a bit is your mother-in-law has different ideas about how to bring up the children to you or your mother, and they keep telling you, should do it this way, should do it that way. You need to think about what is right for your family and then stick to that and say, no, this is where we're doing it. Because we have responsibility for our children, we have responsibility to God to keep our boundaries and keep our family safe in the way that we feel is right. Now, sometimes we don't always get things right, and I know sometimes when I've made the wrong decisions, Dave would say to me, you're not doing that, you need to stop doing that, go to bed, you're not going to finish that now, it's time to go to bed. And I hate it because I've been told no, you see. But I'm learning now to listen to other people, and we need other people to help keep our boundaries.
Not me, just other people.
Take those living sometimes. I have to, you know, he'd go on at me if I didn't do as I was told. So it's only nagging that does it. And another area I've seen where people have had trouble, where they've seen that there's, and I've seen a lot of things happening in this one, where God has really blessed people, and that is it with money. When they've seen that their view of money and what was happening with money wasn't God's view. Money was disappearing, they didn't have any control over it, it got into debt, and obviously there were lots of problems. And they knew that God said we had to be good stewards. But the people, I know several people who this has happened with, they have decided that that's what God wants. They have got help. They have sorted out what they needed to do. And not only has God blessed them in that they've had enough money to go round, but often there's been further blessing when mother money's come in out of nowhere because they're doing what God has honoured. So knowing what our boundaries are is very important, and just following them. But I've talked about saying no. But sometimes we need to know what we say no to. We need to say no, what we can say no to at work. Do we say no if you get asked to do extra jobs? Is that okay? Do you need to say, hang on a minute, I can't do what God wants me to do if I do that? But the one thing that we do need to think about all the time when we're thinking about what do we do? What do we let people do? When do we say yes? When do we say no? Is what does God say? What does God say? If we've got some big issue, what does somebody else say that you trust? Is there anything else? Can you talk to somebody else? I've got this problem. It might be a problem with me. I might not have got my boundaries right. Can you help me? And that's really important because sometimes even our boundaries might say no. And one of the story I want to tell you just to finish quickly is this, is the one about, and I always forget, it's Elijah, isn't it?
Am I right?
What's his name?
Sorry.
I was talking to you about earlier, dear.
It's Elijah.
Right, I've written it down somewhere. Yeah, here he is. Elijah. Right, I couldn't find the piece of paper. Elijah, when there was a drought, God looked after him. And he started off with ravens feeding him, and he was by a brook, so he had food and he had water. Well, because there was no rain, the brook ran out. And God said to Elijah, he said, right, there's a woman in the next town, in a nearby town, a widow, and she will provide you with what you need. She's going to provide you with food. So off Elijah went just inside the gate of the town, saw a woman gathering sticks, and he went up to her and he said, can you give me some bread and some water? And she said, I've come to collect sticks. I have just a little flour and a little oil, only enough to make a meal for my son and myself. And when we eat that, when we've had that meal, we're going to die, lay down and die. There is no more food. But so Elijah says to her, go home and first make me a loaf of bread. Then make something for your son. Well, what would you do then? All our boundaries would say, I've got to look after my family. I'm gonna die. I'm not gonna have a little bit of flour, a little bit of water. I'm not gonna have enough. But Elijah said to her, because God had said he'd prepared this woman, you see. And Elijah said to her, no, go home and make it for you, for me, and then you will have enough for you and your son. And the flour and the oil will not run out until the rains come. And so God, so if she had said no, she would have missed out on being a blessing and seeing a blessing. Now, I could talk for hours about boundaries, but if I want to talk about it again, I want to talk about it in definite bits, and I've probably sort of just muddled through that a bit. But if you could, it would just be good if you could go away and think of what three steps can we take that will help us to follow Jesus more closely in our lives. What three things could you change, maybe in your dealings with your family, in your general work at home, or at your work, or at the school gates? What things are you not sticking to what God wants you to do? What things is God pointing out to you? We need to pinpoint our issues and let this help. And when we're looking at boundaries, we need to think about, does it honour God and draw me closer to him? Does it make my relationship healthier? My relationships healthier? Does it make me healthier? Does it build up my relationships in God's kingdom? And is it necessary for living? And if it is, then we have to protect it. And we have to make sure we keep those boundaries. Okay.
I'm impacted actually, because this afternoon as I was preparing, I got the passage of Romans chapter 6, about verses 11 to 23, which is all about freedom. Paul is saying, we're free from sin now, and we are free, but we're not free to just do what we like, because we've got to care for other people and stuff like that. And I've just been reading it, so it's connected up. And I think that God's got some stuff for us tonight in this sort of area. So if you really pray as you sing, see if God's giving you something to help us as a group together, and we'll see where we go, see what God's doing with